The airwaves are buzzing with news of the indictment of former President Donald Trump on 34 counts of business-related fraud. And everyone has something to say about it, except the White House. Here's President Biden leaving the White House on Friday, emphatically not answering any questions about Trump's situation.
I have no comment at all on Trump. I have no comment on that. I'm not going to talk about Trump's indictment.
We're joined now in studio by NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Good morning, Franco.
Good morning, Aisha.
So we just heard President Biden basically say in every way possible, no comment. So why isn't he speaking about this?
Yeah, you know, Aisha, it's interesting because, as you know, having covered Biden as well, I mean, he doesn't really stop to speak with reporters that often when he leaves the White House. But he did yesterday when he knew that that was the question that every reporter wanted to ask him. And as you just noted, it was no comment, no comment. Will this divide the country? No comment. Is this politically motivated? No comment. It was all these different variations. But, you know, it is kind of his strategy, you know, all along dealing with the former president, you know, which is to kind of show that he's staying or trying to stay out of the political fray. Don't comment on a political or an active investigation, and say at least that he's focused on the Biden agenda.
Like we said earlier, everybody's got an opinion on this, you know, including the American people. And you were looking at some polls taken last week, right? Like, what did those numbers tell you?
Aisha, the numbers tell us that Americans are very divided, and not surprisingly, along party lines. NPR actually did one of those polls, along with PBS and Marist, that came out just before the indictments did. It showed that 9 out of 10 Democrats say the investigations are fair, and 8 out of 10 Republicans call them a witch hunt. It's so tribal that, you know, even some Republican opponents of Trump who could, you know, try to use this to their advantage, you know, in the Republican primaries coming up, are instead coming to his defense. And that's because, you know, in large part because they see the polls. You know, another poll from Quinnipiac found that 93% of Republicans feel this case is politically motivated. That's a really high number.
Okay, so, I mean, speaking of how things look to the voters, like, as Trump is getting indicted, Biden on Monday is leaving for Minneapolis as part of his Invest in America tour. He's touting the investments of his administration in the American economy. Is he going to be able to get that message out when everybody's focused on what's happening with Trump?
Yeah, there's no question that so much focus, especially in D.C. and nationally, is going to be on the Trump indictment and him coming up to New York and how's it going to happen. But the White House is really more focused on the local coverage in these battleground states. And when I talk with Democratic strategists, they actually see this as an opportunity. Ben Tolchin, he's a Democratic pollster. I talked to him and he says the arrest is actually provides a nice contrast between Biden and Trump.
The White House couldn't ask for a better setup. President Biden gets to look very presidential, go around the country telling a good story about the economy and tackling inflation, while the split screen will be former President Trump possibly getting arrested.
And Aisha, it's not that Democrats aren't, you know, kind of worried about this. You know, they see some of these polls. There's independents who see this as politically motivated as well. I'll just note, you know, it's really a complicated situation. But, you know, the Democrats also point to Trump's track record when he is the focal point of the national narrative. And when that happens, Democrats have benefited, as we saw in, you know, several of the last elections.
And then we got in less than a minute we have left. President Biden is expected at some point to formally announce running for 2024. Like, what is he waiting for? Why hasn't he done it?
You know, the short answer is we don't entirely know, but it looks like it could be pretty soon. I mean, he's made a lot of policy moves to kind of position himself more in the center. You know, there was the D.C. crime bill and not opposing Republican efforts to kind of overturn it, drilling in Alaska, and some really tough policies on immigration. And look, you know, this week he's going to Minnesota, as we noted. You know, he's fanning out along with members of his administration to talk about the economy. You know, and these are very key states, battleground states. So he's making the moves that you need to do to run.
That's NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Thank you, Franco.
Thanks, Aisha.